Following the Supreme Court ruling that has set tongues wagging across the country, more than 20,000 workers in private and public institutions have lost their jobs, according to the country's main umbrella labor body, the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions, or ZCTU. One of the affected workers, Lynette Kuparo Farare, tells VOA Studio 7 that life outside employment is painful.
You know, it's just difficult that today you're at work, tomorrow you wake up, you're just jobless. Like, it's difficult.
The ZCTU says those affected by the Supreme Court ruling have joined millions of Zimbabweans that are not in formal employment, further increasing the unemployment rate to almost 90%, a report released by the Zimbabwe National Statistical Agency, or ZIMSTATS, before the ongoing job cuts says slightly over 700,000 people were formally employed countrywide. ZIMSTATS argues that only 11.3% of the population is unemployed, but analysts say that cannot be true, especially after the country has been turned into a vendor nation with job losses being recorded daily. In 2013, ZIMSTATS Director General Zinotyiwe Mutasa dismissed the claims by the opposition and economists that more than 85% of the country's 13 million people were unemployed. The country's unemployment rate changes depending on who you are talking to. Statistics don't lie, so the saying goes, but everyone here, from government to the opposition officials, employers and labor unions, all have been using the so-called statistics to support their claims. What is clear on the ground is that the available data is unreliable and that many Zimbabweans are now vendors who are not paying any taxes. However, ZCTU General Secretary Japhet Moyo says the job losses have worsened the livelihoods of many people countrywide, considering that most workers were already earning salaries that were below the poverty datum line.
This is no longer a labor issue. It is a national crisis for now. When you have kids unable to go back to school, when people are unable to take care of their medication, when people are not able to pay their rentals, when you have migration from the urban to the rural because people have lost their jobs, it's now a national crisis.
This was echoed by the board chairman of the Zimbabwe Labour Centre, Munyaradzi Gwisai, who says the current situation on job losses has taken Zimbabwe back to the colonial era.
The effect of this judgment is to do away with potentially do away with Section 65. Section 65 deals with the labor rights of employees under the Declaration of Rights. Who is now going to join a trade union? Who is now going to strike? Which woman is now going to go on maternity leave? Which woman is now going to challenge bosses who sexually harass them if they can be dismissed on 3 months' notice?
In an effort to address the current labor crisis, President Robert Mugabe has called on lawmakers that were on recess until September to reconvene tomorrow to consider the Labor Laws Amendment Bill. But Moyo says the ZCTU is not happy with some of the proposals in the bill and further complained that Labor, as a partner in the National Tripartite Negotiating Forum, was not consulted before the formulation of the bill. Moyo tells Studio 7 that his Labor body will present written submissions to Parliament on the bill.
In fact, there are more negative things in that bill than people are reading on the press. I think what is happening now is people are concentrating on a one provision, the provision to do with the termination of employment. But there are other provisions in that bill.
Employers Confederation of Zimbabwe Director John Mufukare says employers are also not happy with some of the provisions of the bill.
The employers are looking at the long-term implications of the bill on the economy. His Excellency is on record as having said that we need foreign investment. And we are of the opinion that some aspects of this bill will act in direct contravention of His Excellency's intended wishes.
Labour Minister Priska Mfumira requested questions in writing and he had not responded at the time of going to air. Meanwhile, former ZCTU General Secretary, who is now the leader of the main opposition movement for Democratic Change Party, Morgan Tsvangirai, says more workers could lose their jobs as the passage of the bill may take some time.
I said at May Day, the biggest challenge that ZCTU will face is a situation where a balance between job protection and job creation. And some would say it's better to create jobs even under the worst conditions. But at the same time, we also know that you cannot have unbridled labor standards. They had to be in terms of international labor standards. That's why people go to the ILO.
The former premier says labor representatives should now reflect on themselves and speak with one voice as they confront the government over the labor crisis.
When labor is under siege, the only way for labor is to fight back. Fight back by mobilizing, educating the workers, fighting for space.
As the job losses continue to affect many Zimbabwean workers, ZCTU is urging government to create an investor-friendly climate that would see the injection of foreign direct investment into the country's national economy. As most companies continue to close shop, Moyo says laws such as the Black Empowerment Regulations should be done away with. Some economic analysts say the continuing job losses and company closures are negatively impacting the growth of the country's economy and further impoverishing more Zimbabweans. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.